This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with James Platy. Back 6:22 p.m. on a Thursday night in Lansing. While the city of Detroit's financial predicament is a major story in the Motor City, an increasingly confusing murder mystery involving a husband and his murdered wife is drawing more and more attention. To talk about what we know so far about the case of Jane Bishara, who was found dead in her car, I'm joined by Josh Katzenstein, a reporter for the Detroit News. Josh,
thank
you very much for joining me. So let's talk about Bob and Jane Bishara. They were married 26 years. They appear to be financially well off, lived in Grosse Pointe Park. How exactly did her murder come to light?
Well, police found her body last week in her Mercedes. And then, of course, the first person that police obviously want to talk to is generally the husband. So, you know, people started digging, and, you know, once they started digging, it came up that that her husband was, you know, might have been having an affair, and, you know, there was, you know, people have been saying they were dating for a long time, and, you know, then one thing leads to another, and husband's a person of interest, and then, of course, this, there's another man involved, this Gentz, who's saying that he might have been hired to kill Bob Bishara's wife.
Interesting. Now, Bob Bishara, he did submit to a lie detector test, which some say indicates that he has nothing to hide. What were the results of that?
Well, there was actually a first lie detector test last week when he was initially being questioned by police, and that, it actually turned up that police thought Bishara was lying in that lie detector test, and then his attorney had a private lie detector test last night, he told me, and that turned up that the polygraph examiner told his attorney that Bishara had nothing to do with the murder.
Has Mr. Bishara talked to the press? Has he proclaimed his innocence?
Yeah, a few times, actually. And, yesterday was kind of a big moment. He came out outside his house and addressed the media with his son and his mother, and said that, you know, he's cooperating with police and he just wants to find out who did this.
Now, this Joseph Gentz character, he's a former tenant and employee of Robert Bishara. Now, he told police that that Bishara was going to pay him less than $2,000 to kill his wife. How seriously are police taking this guy?
Well, I mean, they've been holding him for almost 72 hours, and as I'm sure you know, after 72 hours, police are supposed to bring a charge. Otherwise, they have to let him go, and that 72 hours comes up at 4 a.m., so it appears that, you know, police are looking for enough evidence to charge against, but to my knowledge, nothing's come yet.
I'm talking to Josh Katzenstein, a reporter for the Detroit News, following the story of the Bisharas, Robert Bishara and Jane Bishara, who was found murdered. Are there any theories on how she was killed?
Yeah, there's been a few things reported. There have been reports that, she was strangled. I mean, that's what's been the cause of death pretty much from the beginning. But, Ms. Gentz's story is that he's the one who strangled her and that he was paid by her husband.
I see. In terms of a motive, what in the world would that be?
Well, I mean, it's all speculation at this point, but there have been reports that Jane found out about the affair, and you know, that caused some tension in the marriage. But I mean, that's, you know, speculation at this point.
And Bob Bishara, does he have any kind of criminal record?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, he was, you know, considered an upstanding citizen in the Grosse Pointe Park community, and this seems to be a shock to everyone around there.
I see. Now, his family is standing behind him. Are any acquaintances? Is anyone saying anything other than they don't think he did this?
Not really. I mean, for the most part, it sounds that everyone's behind him. I mean, he attended, you know, all the services for her, and, you know, it seemed like his friends and family are all saying that he's not capable of doing this.
Now, Bob owns some properties. There's a report of a sex club of some kind in the basement of one of them. What exactly is known about that?
Well, we're not 100% sure at this point. at the news, we found out about that, but we didn't necessarily trust our sourcing, and we didn't see how relevant it was to the case. But I mean, those reports have surfaced, and you know, it just adds more fuel to the fire. You know, makes this another interesting point in the story.
And what are police saying? Are they basically not really speaking to the press and saying it's under investigation, or are they giving any indication as to how soon they might declare who the suspect is?
At this point, I mean, they have kept most of the information under wraps. But, I mean, like I said before, it sounds like, you know, if they're going to bring charges against Gens, that would have to happen soon. And actually, I did just see a report that Bashara's attorney believes that, you know, there might be charges. He said today, but I don't think that's going to happen, you know, based on, I mean, it's past business hours, so it'd be surprising if anything came today.
So this Joseph Gens says that he strangled Bashara's wife. Did it happen in their home?
Yeah, it happened in the garage, I believe.
And did he say that Bob Bashara was there when it happened also?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what police sources told us, yeah.
I guess it must draw some. I mean, the whole thing sounds a bit bizarre as to why he'd have this man strangling his wife while he's there. Are you skeptical? Is the press being skeptical about Gens and his story?
Well, I mean, at this point, we have, I mean, it's not our job to be the skeptics, but I mean, at this point, you know, we're just waiting to see what police do, because, I mean, if police don't charge Gens and they let him free, then, you know, that would make it appear that they just didn't believe his story and didn't have enough to, or that, yeah, that they mm-hmm. didn't believe his story and they don't believe that he killed her.
And Bob Bashara in general, in terms of the impression the public is getting of him, do they view him as a fairly sympathetic character or maybe an ominous one?
Well, I think to my knowledge, it seems like a little bit of both. I mean, there are some people, you know, who as soon as they see something negative, they might jump and think someone might be guilty. But there are others who, you know, will wait to see what comes. And, you know, and at this point, that's only fair.
Well, certainly a very strange story, and we'll see where it goes from here. Josh Katzenstein, a reporter for the Detroit News. Josh, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.